The Ministry of Health is making preparations in anticipation of an increase of the presence of Delta variants here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This is according to Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves as he provided an update on radio yesterday.
The Ministry of Health, the professionals, in responding to what is happening, are preparing themselves for an outbreak, an increase in this country. And therefore, they're doing an inventory. And they sent for me and I raised questions about things which they, what they have in stock, what they have ordered, and what they need to order more. And I mentioned a number of things in this regard. Ventilators, the question of the provision of oxygen, particular kind of medication, the particular pieces of equipment, PCR and antigen tests. And naturally, if you anticipate you're going to have an increase, because we're not immune from what is happening around us, not immune from the virus, if you take the vaccine, you develop the immunity to a high degree. If you don't take it, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you don't take the vaccine.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Jamaica recorded 594 new COVID-19 cases and an additional 3 deaths on Sunday, according to the Ministry of Health and Wellness. The latest data brings total coronavirus infections in Jamaica to over 76,000 and the virus death toll to 1,734. The ministry reported that the new cases comprise 356 females and 238 males with ages ranging from 1 day to 96 years. There are currently 24,460 confirmed active cases of coronavirus in Jamaica. Internationally, Japan's government says more than 50% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Japan's vaccine rollouts began in mid-February, months behind many wealthy countries due to its lengthy clinical testing requirement and approval process. Inoculations for elderly patients, which started in April, were also slowed by supply shortages of imported vaccines, but the pace picked up in late May and has since achieved 1 million doses per day. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.